Tape script 11.12. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, Part 4.
Holmes! Watson! Huh? At last, tell me, what have you found out? Can the Greek examination take place?
Absolutely. The mystery is solved.
Really? But who? Which student?
Dr. Watson, can you please ask Mr. Gilchrist to join us?
Of course. Mr. Gilchrist? Mr. Gilchrist, can you join us, please?
What is it? What's happened?
Close the door, Mr. Gilchrist. Now, sit down and tell me honestly, why did you do it? How did you do it?
What? Oh, no. How did you find out? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Come, come, Mr. Gilchrist. Perhaps it's easier if I speak. You see, when I learnt that you were an athlete and a long jumper, I worked it out immediately.
How? I don't understand.
Let me continue. This is what must have happened. Yesterday afternoon, you, Mr. Gilchrist, were returning from practicing your sport. You were carrying your jumping shoes, which, as we all know, have spikes on their soles. You passed your tutor's window, and because you are over 6 feet tall, you could see into his room. You couldn't help but notice the examination papers on his desk. As you passed the door, you tried it. Amazingly, it opened.
What? How?
Yes, Bannister had forgotten to lock it. Is that not true, Bannister?
Oh, dear, Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes, sir, I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Holmes could be right. I was in a hurry.
So, Gilchrist, you entered the room, put your shoes down on the desk, and moved to the window to copy the papers and watch for your tutor. Am I right so far?
Yes. Yes.
Suddenly you heard your tutor coming in at the side door. Quickly you picked up your shoes, scratching the top of the desk with the spikes in your haste, and leaving a lump of black mud. You ran into the bedroom. You didn't notice that another lump of mud fell to the floor from your shoes. This morning at 6 a.m. I went to the sports ground and collected a sample of mud. It was the same black mud.
Brilliant, Holmes. Just brilliant.
Elementary, my dear Watson. Is this all correct, Mr. Gilchrist?
Absolutely correct. I feel so bad, so guilty and ashamed. But can I just show you this, Mr. Soames?
What is it?
It's a letter. I wrote it in the middle of the night. Read it, please. In it, I say how sorry I am for what I did.
Oh, yes. And you say you're not going to take the examination. Oh, and you're going to leave the university and the country.
Yes, I am. I'm going to work in Africa.
Gilchrist, I'm really pleased to hear that.
Oh, Mr. Soames, Mr. Gilchrist, it's all my fault. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely not your fault, Bannister. I am the guilty one.
Well, Mr. Soames, Mr. Gilchrist, time for Watson and myself to have breakfast, I think. I hope the exams go well, Mr. Soames. Good luck in Africa, Mr. Gilchrist. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. It was such a lucky chance that you were staying in town at this time.